And now, live from the Club Akimbo, Bletchley, we present the small town with a big show. Yes, it's truly badly Bletchley! And here's your host. He runs a small shop and goes on day trips to Hastings, but honestly, he can be quite trendy sometimes. Mr. Dutton!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and a very warm welcome back to Bletchley. Now, some people think Bletchley isn't exciting. Goodness me. Mr. Babcock, my trusty friend, tell him what you did last night. Go on.
Well, it was mad, sir. Yeah. A group of us got together, like, and we sort of ate biscuits until... Ooh, gone 9:30.
Mad!
Some of us got a bit tired, but we shrugged it off like the wild men we are.
Oh, yeah.
Then we listened to some of that pop music stuff, and ooh, do you know, we didn't even clear up afterwards.
Yes, that's the kind of irrational punks you're dealing with, folks, yes. We may live in a small Buckinghamshire town, but we know when it's time to put away the Scrabble and bring out the Cluedo. Oh, yes. Now, folks, did you know that it's still against the law to drive geese up the high street? Yes, it is. That's just one of the many archaic laws still on the statute books. But do the police still take notice of these laws? Well, we sent our very own Mr. Crowther to find out. How are you getting on, Mr. C?
Not bad. I've got a flock of geese, and I'm about to brazenly herd him up the high street.
Well, good luck to Mr. C. I will be joining him later. But first, an exclusive, folks, as we talk to Britain's most notorious... Supergrass, yes. We've had to disguise his voice, of course, to protect his identity. Good evening, Terry.
Good evening.
Now, Terry, just appearing here tonight puts you in grave danger, of course.
Oh, very grave danger, yes. Hang on. Did you just call me Terry?
Yes.
Well, that's brilliant, that is, isn't it? Everyone knows I'm called Terry.
Oh, damn. Yes, but, I mean, surely there's loads of people called Terry.
But they're not all supergrasses, are they? I mean, someone listening who knows me, they're going to hear supergrass, Terry, they're going to put two and two together, aren't they? And they think, blimey, it's Terry Wilkins. Oh, bugger.
Now, you said that wasn't me.
You made me say it.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Well, that's fantastic, isn't it? Now I'll have to move.
No, you won't have to move. They don't know you're living at that bed and breakfast in Smith Street.
You bastard! You did that deliberately. Now I'll have to disguise myself again.
Oh, nonsense. That black beard and glasses look fine.
Shut up! Anyway, this beard isn't real. Look, this is my real face.
Oh, no, don't.
Oh, bugger.
Terry Wilson.
And another thing, I thought you were going to disguise my voice.
Waiter, I'd like to order, please.
Order, madam?
Yes, I'd like to order some food.
Oh? Madam would like some food, would madam?
Well, yes, please.
Madam would like some chewable solids presented to her on a plate, would madam?
Oh, yes.
And I suppose madam would like her order written down in a little book, would she? And then she'd like me to go across to the kitchen and inform the chef what madam would like to eat, would madam?
Well, if it's not too much trouble, yes.
Well, what if I said I'd rather say you're dead?
I beg your pardon?
You make me sick.
Oh!
You waltz in here in your clothes, brazenly demanding sustenance. You idly sit in a chair and, in an attitude I can only describe as wrong, you speak to me and talk of food... You look at me with those horrible eyes of yours.
Oh.
Eyes which speak only of one thing. I was born in a stately home. Nanny looked after me when I was a toddler. That's what your eyes are saying, aren't they, madam?
No, as a matter of fact, I was born in High Wycombe.
Don't try and backpedal now, madam. The damage has been done. You've as good as told me I'm filth.
I've said nothing of the sort.
No, but you implied it with your hands.
Rubbish.
You made me want to vomit. Go on, get out. Just get out.
Oh.
Mellors?
Yes, sir?
Few teething troubles vis-a-vis your customer care.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the sensuous sounds of Enrico Valdez and his orchestra with another meal break melody. This week, we are in the public lavatories at Shenley Leisure Centre. That's right, I'm in a toilet with Cleo Rocos, but I'm happy. Ian Stubbins, toilet cleaner. Put down your brush, lock away your jiff, and enjoy a meal break melody.
I must wait till tomorrow. You told me that then I discover if your love is true. Mañana, mañana, mañana. Will this just lead to sorrow? I'll give you just 24 hours. Then I'll come to you. You say that the stranger is only a friend. You swear there's no danger, our love will end. You say that a love with no trust can only crumble to dust. So trust you, darling, I must. Mañana, mañana, mañana. I must wait till tomorrow. You told me that then I discover if your love is true. Mañana, mañana, mañana. Will this just lead to sorrow? I'll give you just 24 hours. Then I'll come to you.
Good evening, Samaritans.
Oh, you must help me. I'm at the end of my tether. My husband's just left me. My relatives won't speak to me, and I've just been burgled. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
Oh. Needing help, are we, madam?
Oh, well, yes.
Requiring a bit of counselling, eh? You evil bint. Every nuance of your upper-class voice is saying, fetch the coal in, fetch the coal in.
I don't understand.
Get out the chimney, William. No, sir, please, sir, do it. Coal in the bath, whip it. Your very use of the word hello implied I live in a council house.
I don't know what you mean.
Flying ducks on the wall, holidays at Pontins. Every inflection screams out the accusation I've got a satellite dish.
But
you make me sick. Go and solve your own problems, you snotty, caviar-ridden, pony-ooning, cottage-in-the-country, daddy-takes-me-skiing old cow!
Mellors.
Sir?
Not sure you've fully grasped the concept shoulder to cry on.
Over now to Bletchley Pensioners Keep Fit Club with our very own Mrs. Armitage.
Hello. This week, self-defence. Mr. Witherspoon from the Over 50 But We Are Still Nifty Society has kindly agreed to demonstrate how to defend ourselves against a mugger.
If approached from the front by an assailant, and for the purposes of this demonstration I will use my colleague Mr. Salthair.
Hi.
Simply follow this procedure. Legs slightly apart, like so. Arms raised to the defensive position. Reach inside your jacket and bring out a 4-foot-long samurai sword.
Hoi-ya! Hola, mana! Hala!
Now, first aid.
Do you know, Babcock, I've been thinking, why can't shops be like the good old shops of yesteryear?
You're right there, sir. Remember the sawdust on the floor of Clark's, the butcher's?
Ah, yes. The soft whisper of the meat slicer in Robinson's general store.
Those V-neck sweaters and yachting caps in Hewitt's menswear.
Would sir like a tie to go with that?
Now that's what I call service.
Ah, not now, though, not today. Now it's all PC world and shoe city. Rock music blaring everywhere. Do you know something, Babcock? I'd love to see computers sold in those old-fashioned menswear shops.
Good morning. I'd like a 200 megahertz multimedia PC with 4 megabytes RAM and 6 gigabytes hard drive plus CD-ROM, please.
Very good, sir. They come in small, medium and large, sir. At a glance, I'd say you were large. Am I right, sir?
Do you stock internet connection modems?
Oh, of course, sir. Is that with or without zips?
Zips?
Only IBM have just brought out these beautiful chestnut brown modems, sir. Slightly flared for that casual look. All in genuine superfine cotton poplin. Feel that. Lovely and smooth, isn't it, sir?
Oh, it's very smooth.
Now, sir, looking for a PC for four more. Casual use.
Well, both, really.
In that case, I'd recommend the Panasonic 860. Very popular. Open neck speakers edged in cheesecloth with a keyboard of pure suede.
Excellent. I'll take it.
Very wise. I'll just measure your inside leg.
Inside leg? I'm buying a computer.
Oh, so you are. Oh, well, I'll measure it anyway. In for a penny. Now, hold your breath, sir.
Well, folks, time, like a political candidate opposing us in a by-election, is against us. So, join us again next week.
Mr. Dutton.
Oh, it's Mr. Crowther. I'd forgotten about him. How are you getting on, Mr. C, in your attempt to drive geese up the high street?
Well, I'm halfway up and no one's taken a blind bit of notice. Oh, tell a lie. Here's the police.
Excuse me, sir. I ask what you're doing.
Oh, I'm driving geese up the high street, Constable. You're probably not aware it's against the law.
Against the law, sir?
Yes, look at this. Here.
The herding of fowl in Ye Market Square is strictly prohibited on the... Well, 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 you're right. And have you read what the penalty is?
Yes, yes, of course. It clearly states here that the offender shall be hung from the nearest tree until dead.
Grab him, Perkins.
What, right, sir?
What are you doing? Let me go!
Lazily drive geese up the high street, would you, sir? In flagrant contravention of the anti-beak legislation of 1312. Kill him, Perkins.
Willingly, sir.
Get that rope off me!
Eat your piece of trash. Maybe you'll respect the law next time. Hang him from that lamppost.
Help! Help!
Nora, they've hung him.
Well, folks, that's one more nail in the coffin of goose-based crime. And on that bombshell, folks, until next week, it's farewell from Bletchley and Mickey Benelli. Play that song.
You have been listening to Truly Madly Bletchley, starring Liz Fraser, Peter Hugo Daly, Stephen Critchlow, Matthew Bell and Julian Dutton, with special guests Enrico Valdez, Mickey Benelli and Cleo Rockus. The show was written by Julian Dutton and produced by Andy Ailes.